Fred Film Radio, Seattle International Film Festival.
Andrew Acharbi for Fred Film Radio. We are in Seattle at the Seattle International Film Festival, and we are here with Hank Quatorios and Yuling Grief, respectively director and producer of Lady and Lady. Hello, boys. How are you?
We're good, Angelo. Thank you very much.
You're fantastic. Thank you for having us.
My first question is, how did you come up with this kind of romantic story?
Well, the thing is, I've got a passion for Afrikaans people. I think they're hilarious and there's enduring qualities to them. And the whole point was to look at them in from a Western perspective. And that's what really inspired Fannie Fries de Bola, the first film I made, and as well as Leading Lady.
How did you cast the two non-South African actors, so Gil and Kate?
That's really a question directed to Llewellyn, because I went to LA straight after Seattle last year, and we just bashed down doors until we could speak to their managers. And Gil was kind enough to meet me in a coffee shop, and he came, he read the script, and he actually auditioned in the coffee shop.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of fun.
And everybody just looked at him, and they thought it's hilarious. And then Katie, we met her over Skype. She was in Budapest just finishing on Dragula. And I had the Skype call with her, and I just saw Jody. And then the difficult process with the manager started that Llewellyn mostly handled.
And how did you handle this process as a producer?
Dealing with LA people is very interesting. I certainly learned much more in the 3 weeks than what I did in all the years at film and film school. But the great thing about it was, regardless of how tough the situation became or how the negotiations became really challenging, they really treated us well. They treated us with respect. They didn't look down at us. It was a good experience, but it was a very challenging experience. And it was quite intimidating at times, you know, when they put entertainment lawyers on the line, or they put people that just sound extremely important. But the key was to stay calm, stay focused, and just know that, you know, Henk has brought something special to the table. And we're going to do everything we can to get the right cast.
I mean, one is a producer, one is a director, but you work together a lot. How did you work together in order to have this specific project starting? I mean, how was the funding process? How was building up the project before actually shooting?
The funding was quite a nice process, because what happened is they gave us a pre-sale on it, a television pre-sale, and we also have quite a good reputation with distributors in South Africa. And then we put a business plan together. I think Llewellyn and myself wrote the business plan, and I even put our own money in it. So after we were reading the business plan, we were like, hey, we should put some of our own cash in this as well.
We even convinced ourselves.
Which is always a good sign.
It's a great sign.
For the other financiers.
And I remember there was a couple of million still, we had to raise a couple of million still, and I said to Llewellyn, listen, I need to concentrate on the script. Can you raise this? And he said, yeah, sure. And 6 weeks later, he did.
Wow, how did you do that? I mean, you are like a myth. in the producing world, you know, being able to raise money so fast.
I think the one thing is, and this is the pleasure of working with someone like Hank, is not only is he a creative visionary and an amazing business partner to have, but he's got a lot of edge, and I have a lot of edge, and we put the two things together, and it makes us quite unorthodox but extremely motivated. So we managed to put together this 25-page business plan and taking that to people, and we are so rational about business, it gives emotional-driven people a headache. So we were extremely rational about it, and luckily, you know, we both have good experience in business as well. It was all raised with private equity, so it took unique approaches, and that's one of the things that makes us quite unique at Doc Meta Studios, which is our production company.
I understand. Listen, Hank, about the relationship between the British girl and the South African guy, you were interested in seeing how non-South African people see South African people. So how did you work in writing this relationship, the relation between her being very British, because she's hyper-British, and him? Did you base it on your personal experience?
I know
that you did. This is what I'm asking.
I based it on some personal experience. I was lucky enough to be in a quick relationship with a British woman, and how she kind of saw me in the beginning of the relationship, and how that changed, opened up some of the script for me and opened up some of the story for me. But also, I'm just fascinated by British people, the way they think, and I love London. So I went to visit, I stayed on Llewellyn's couch a little while and visited London and explored the city and tried to understand what makes British people British.
And what it is?
it's a whole lot of couple of things, you know. It's the way of, like, they've been blamed so many times for stuff they a generation, hundreds of generations back did, you know, but they still carry that blame. And to me, that's amazing, you know. It's amazing to still take responsibility for the world. And the way they, the British people work as well, is if they meet someone, there's a kind of alienating, get kind of an alienate nation going behind them, and breaking through that is what Book succeeds to do.
One last question about the movie, about the future of the movie. So here in Seattle, you had the world premiere. I know that the movie is going to be released in South Africa at the end of the year. Do you have any other potential territories to be invaded?
This is our first time audiences see the film. So we've got a whole lot of plans to go and see distributors. We're on our way to LA at the moment. So we can tell you that in a couple of weeks, I'm sure.
Okay, yeah. So we're going to call back in a couple of weeks.
I think we need to dial into the show and then just tell you how it was and before we got arrested in LA for kidnapping distributors.
Okay, great. So it was nice talking to you as free men. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Angela.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot to Hank Lierling. It's Angela Cherby for Fred Film Radio from the Seattle International Film Festival.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.